Wrinkles don't hurt. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Wrinkles don't hurt. Now think about it. When you look at a person, do you see their wrinkles? Now you may see a man with tremendous wrinkles from the African jungle or from the Sahara in the dry area where the skin is so dried that it wrinkles up tremendously. And when you look at this man with his tremendous number of wrinkles, what do you think? You think, my, he is a venerable fellow. He is an old fellow. He's lived a long time. He's lived under harsh circumstances for a long time. And then he makes a mistake. He smiles. And you no longer see the wrinkles. You only see the smile on his face. You see the brightness, the happiness, the delight on his face because he's been being himself and having fun. The wrinkles just disappear because they are an illusion. Now, if you don't allow yourself to look at his smile, and you just look at his face, you'll see the wrinkles. But wrinkles really don't hurt. What wrinkles do is they give us an opportunity to be above them. It gives us the opportunity to not be concerned about them, to be concerned about the being behind the wrinkles, if you will. So many women go in and pay high prices to the doctors to take away their wrinkles. They use this Botec or whatever that is, and they inject it into the skin, and for 6 months or longer, the skin remains wrinkle-free. And that's lovely. And it doesn't hurt anything, and there are not supposed to be any side effects or after effects that are bad about it. But it's just a lovely thing that wealthy and not so wealthy women do. In fact, over bridge, many of the women discuss, well, did you have your Botec this week, or did you have it last week, you know? I noticed your wrinkles are starting to come back, you know. Or, you know, I noticed that your wrinkles are all gone. Your face just looks like a baby's bottom, you know. How lovely. And, but it doesn't last. Now, if these women, if people, were more interested in the person behind the wrinkles, they might find something quite charming. Now, did any of you ever read anything about Helen Keller? Helen Keller was a blind girl. And I believe she couldn't speak either. She couldn't hear, you know. And blind and not being able to hear, I mean, you know, you're out of the world. You just have no communication. And yet, she was taught to communicate. She was taught how to know water by having water running over her wrist and the teacher signing the word water on her hand as the water was running over her hand so that she'd get familiar with that is what water is. Water is that. And little by little, she got into many other areas. And she became so sensitive, such a caring person, that she's written books which have many wonderful quotations in them. If you ever look up the quotations of Helen Keller. And her life story, it was made into a movie. Now here she was, this absolutely worthless chunk of humanity. Couldn't hear, couldn't see. Or could she see? No, she was blind. Yeah, she couldn't see. In the movie, it looked as though she could see from the way she acted, but she couldn't see and she couldn't hear. I mean, why work with anything so useless as that? Well, inside was the diamond that Helen was. Inside was the great treasure house of wisdom and beauty and magnificence. But it had to be gotten to. And wrinkles are what sometimes hide the beauty of the person within. Because Wrinkles usually are caused by frowning or by unhappiness, although a lot of people say it's their laughter wrinkles, and that's good too. But they don't hurt. They don't hurt anything. They only hurt when you give them a label. When you say, I'm getting older, or when you say, my face is not as resilient as it used to be. How can your face be resilient? By putting ointments on it, by using Botox, by using chemicals and things like that. What happens when a person dies? When they die, all the tension leaves their body and all the wrinkles fade away. The face just goes back to its normal. It's not completely wrinkle-free because you have ingrained them into your face or your body for a period of time. But when you die, all the tension goes, all the bodily manipulation and concern, and the wrinkles basically are gone. I would really be interested in knowing what some people who see a lot of people who die. Now, I know when my mother died, I never noticed her wrinkles, but I know she had some wrinkles, you know. But when I looked at her face when she passed, when she moved on to her next dimension, she was in a blissful state. And she had such a lovely smile on her face. And all of the wrinkles, if she had any, were all gone. I never saw them because I loved her so. And they were all gone. And all of her anxiety, all of the pain that she was going through in her body, no longer reflected on her face. Only the purest, most wonderful bliss. Now, if that didn't tell me something, I don't know what would, but that's lovely. Now, wrinkles don't hurt. Wrinkles only show that we're kind of mixed up inside, that we have a lot of confusion going on inside of ourselves as to what our values are. When a child sort of remains a child all of his life, he has no worries, he has no anxieties, he has no tension, his body remains a childlike, his face remains childlike, and there are no wrinkles. Now why? Because the child remains in its original purity and integrity, perhaps, or the child has no anxiety. The child is itself and is having fun. Being itself and having fun. Now, when do you stop being yourself and having fun? Well, probably quite early in life, where your parents tell you, you got to be potty trained. I don't want to, you know. You got to do this, you got to do that. You see, if parents were good teachers, they would teach their children, here, let's try this. Mommy and Daddy do this, you can do this too, you know. Now, let's work on it. And I bet you can be real good at this. A lot of children don't learn this till later, but you can learn this when you're 1 year old, you know. So here he is, 1 year old, and climbing up on the toilet, or his own little toilet. But the thing is, you say, oh, come on, Herb, that's silly. No. And a three-year-old Mozart can play the violin. You know, nothing's silly like that. Children do these things. Within every infant is an adult. Now, I don't mean to say an adult, but is a being that has all capacity. And the capacity just needs a vehicle in which to demonstrate itself, to display itself. Wrinkles are sort of an interesting reflection for us to think about, because wrinkles make us think of age, they make us think of anxiety, they make us think of unhappiness. And yet, the people with the deepest wrinkles are oftentimes the people who have gone through the greatest problems in life. And yes, they got the wrinkles, but the wrinkles were just on their face, not in their heart, and not in their soul, and not in their being. We can practice on that too. We don't need the wrinkles even on our face, but let's not have them in our heart and our soul, where we are crass, and where we are cold, and where we are distant. Ellen received a phone call from one of our students in Africa, and the student was telling about the passing of a friend, And the student was very emotional. And Ellen wasn't able to get the information. She was, she said she sounded cold as she was trying to find out what he was saying. And so finally he wrote an email to tell Ellen what happened. And Ellen wrote a loving email back saying she so appreciates it that she didn't understand him on the phone, but now she understands him. And she said all the beautiful things she would have liked to have said on the phone. And whenever a person mentions something on the phone that touches them, illness, death, problems of any kind, you don't need to know the details. You merely tell them how to put the cause in motion for a happy relationship with that circumstance, how to see their way through it, how to delight in the knowledge that that person gave them before they moved to their next dimension, how to delight in that person's family as they are now living by the principles that that person taught them, plus their own. And you see, you have to sort of be illumined as you're talking to these people, because you don't really need to know the details. You need to know the feeling, the emotions, the attitudes, and then you respond to that with loving care so that the person can go on and do the things that they need to do. Wrinkles don't hurt. They never will. And you don't have to have them even. If your heart is full of love, if your life is full of love, if you are unconditional love, you watch. The next time you have a wrinkle, be unconditionally loving about something and then look for the wrinkle and you'll see it's gone. They're not permanent with you. They're only with you so long as you hold on to your challenges and to your unhappinesses and your confusion. And the moment you are at peace, at perfect peace, the wrinkles are gone. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.